administration was ready to support the recommendations of the majority of the work group. A broader consensus doesn't appear possible at this time.
No special session.
The governor reserves the right to call a special session, you know, for this or any other issue. That's a decision for the governor, you know, in consultation with the presiding officers of the future.
But something would have to change for you to foresee this going forward.
I wouldn't characterize the situation. I mean, I think ultimately it's the governor's decision in terms of to call a special session and to propose a scope of a special session for this issue or other important issues.
But it does sound as though the four administration members of this panel had their marching orders from the governor that, yes, we could do this deal.
The marching orders were to work together to try to forge a potential consensus to resolve these issues. We thought that there was a potentially viable path to resolve these issues in a way that benefited the taxpayers, you know, to the tune of over $200 million and afforded an opportunity for a sixth site in Prince George's County, all while protecting the interest of the existing licensees. There was not a broad enough consensus among the members of the work group to achieve that.
Is this now off the governor's agenda for the rest, at least the rest of this year or even the rest of his term?
I would defer that to the governor. Specific to a special session, he always reserves the right to be able to call a special session for important matters that are confronting the state.